This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Road to Arizona is presented by Casamigos. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. The Road to Arizona also brought to you by Optimum. Get closer, go farther, and by Key Food. Get all of your tailgating needs at Key Food and their family of supermarkets. And Casamigos plays a big role in this story I'm about to tell you. So the show ends at 8 a.m. local time here in Phoenix. And my friend Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh wants me to record an interview with him that he's going to run on 93.7 The Fan, my old station in Pittsburgh, a little later in the day. So I'm walking with him to where his broadcast station is. And Andrew also works for FanDuel and is on FanDuel TV a lot. So we pass the FanDuel TV set. And there is Kay Adams, the very popular Kay Adams, who was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network for a number of years and now has Up and Adams, which you have been on FanDuel TV. And she's getting ready for her show. And she sees Andrew, and Andrew's been on her show a number of times. She goes, "Oh, Andrew, good to see you. How was your flight? Everything?" Gives him a hug. I had not met Kay Adams before. He introduces me to Kay Adams. So, first thing she does is the classic, "Where's Boomer? Why isn't he here? He doesn't want to see me. Where did he go?" And I said, "You smell that rubber, Kay? That's Boomer." So then I look over, and she's got a display of a tequila competitor in front of her set.
Ooh.
That's not Casamigos. So then she sees me wearing the Casamigos sweatshirt that you have on now.
Okay.
All right? So playfully, she's not angry about this, but playfully, she goes, "Oh, no, no, you can't wear that around here. You can't wear that around here." Then, just come a little closer to me here, Boomer.
Yes.
She puts her hand right here. She puts her hand right here on my left man boob.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
And then covers up the logo and then gives me one of these.
Oh!
Gives me two squeezes on the left man boob. Now, I am at this point, like, completely floored. Because I never once in my life has anybody, male, female, grabbed my man boob and gave it a honk honk. And that's what happened.
Was it titillating?
No.
You didn't feel anything?
I felt weird.
Right.
Was it titillating?
There was no excitement going on? Like,
no, because it's emasculating. Like, it's not like she was, like, you know, doing heavy petting on my back of my head and going, "Oh, I love Boomer and Geo." She's grabbing the most self-conscious part of my body and honking it. So
she honked your boob.
She did.
But
so
did you honk her boob back?
No, of course not. I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
So are you like upset, or do you have PTSD over the whole thing, or what?
A little bit. I'm not upset at her. I'm more upset at me for possessing these man boobs and allowing something like this to happen. It's more of a thing, you know, a self-deprecation thing for me. But I couldn't. So whatever she said after that, it's just a blur for me. I just went black because I'm just the whole time just thinking honk, 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 honk. Kay Adams is like, you know, the thing right now amongst NFL. Oh, Kay Adams. See, Kay Adams. What's Kay Adams wearing? This is Kay Adams. Oh, look, Kay Adams. Psst, Kay Adams is here. Oh, my God, Kay Adams.
Right.
And then she, first time I meet her, she's going honk, honk, my man boob. So I'm like, all right. Why did this happen?
Okay.
Why did this?
Oh, she wanted your Casamigos logo is what she wanted.
But why did the honk happen? Like, how did that happen? So I came up with a theory. And it was also, so Andrew, when we walked away, like, we got, like, within distance so she couldn't hear us. And Andrew goes, "Wow, she really went for it there, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, she honked your man boob." So, and that was, of course, the topic of conversation during our interview on 93.7 The Fan. So this is what I came up with. And tell me if I'm on base here or off base. So I'm assuming that Kay Adams generally has not felt many men that don't have pecs.
Didn't she date, like, Julian Edelman or something?
Yes.
Like, he's kind of ripped.
Exactly.
Right?
So I'm assuming that Kay Adams, at this point in her life, credit to her, is probably dating very in-shape, attractive people.
And she's probably, you know, she's used to pecs on men. So when she got there and then felt the Casamigos logo and it was something squishy and fun, she decided to give it a little toot toot.
Squishy and fun.
Right. Like you would have like a stress ball. You know, you pick up a stress ball and yes. You're like, oh man, this is great.
Geo stress ball.
Yeah.
Stress boob. Yes.
So like you like a nice pillow, you like fluff the pillow. Mm-hmm. She probably like went there to cover up the Casamigos logo. She's expecting a peck, but she gets this nice soft surprise. And she goes, wow, what is this nice soft stress boob I have here?
Don't some women do that with each other?
Maybe, but...
Yeah, I think that could be a thing.
It could be a thing?
I think I have heard of that.
You have heard of it. Hey, like, how's this feel? Let me see. Yep. What cup size are you?
But all with permission.
Even like, yeah, it's all permission-based, yes. But even like women with fake boobs. Right?
Yes.
Look at my new boobs.
Right, look at them, feel them. Do they feel real?
That kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
So it wasn't like that for you. I mean, this was just something that was random. She took a shot. Got a little grab, and I think you should be better for it. I don't think you should look at it as a negative. I think you got to think this is a story that you can tell your kids.
What? Why would I tell them this story?
Okay, Adams.
I mean, it is, you know. I guess. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like if you ran into Jennifer Aniston and she did it, you tell your kids, right?
Sure.
I mean, she's like that in the world of football broadcasting.
She
now.
Is right now.
She's the
I would
face
say
of
that.
FanDuel TV.
She is, absolutely. See, I don't blame her for this. I think it was involuntary. You know how, like, you're not tired, but someone yawns next to you, and then you just yawn? Like, I just think that her hand had to do that at that moment. She had no control over it. She's like, oh, man, like, let me...
Do you think she has any second thoughts about it?
Like, she's thinking about it? No.
Like, 'cause the way you're thinking about it... If she knew that you were thinking about it, then she would think about it.
Maybe, but she's probably, from her perspective, she's probably not even, she probably just, the second after it, she was done with it and was out of her head. But me, like the entire day, I'm trying to investigate, like, what, why did she do it? What, I mean, did she thinking about it?
So you're affected.
Feel?
You're affected.
I am a little affected.
You are a little affected.
Yeah, a little affected by this. So,
I'll ask her when I see her next.
Are you going to go over there? She wanted you to go over there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know if I'm going there at any point. I know they wanted me yesterday, but I couldn't do it because I had to go do that signing.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, and I'm playing golf the next 3 days, so good luck.
Right after the show?
Yes.
You got to go over there, just crash the set and be like, did you grab my radio partner's man boob?
I don't want right to. That could make her really feel bad.
I don't think so. I think she'll laugh. She seemed like a really down-to-earth person.
Oh, she is. She's great.
But, like, that's the first time I met her. She went boom right there.
Do you remember the first time I went on with her, what I said to her?
The Saquon Barkley thing?
Right. And then you came in and you yelled at me.
I did. I said, you stole my take. It didn't give me credit.
Well,
this whole Up and Adams show is really making me feel like a jerk. You go on there, steal my take, don't give me credit. And then the first time I meet her, she's honking my man boob. This has not worked out for me, this show.
Oh, man, I can't believe what I work with. I mean, I got you get your man boob grabbed, and now you're having this moment. Last night I got Al, and I'm trying to get Al to commit to do something, and we've come up with a new phrase for Al's T-shirt.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't. I
can't
That's
do it. It.
Just simply, I can't.
I'm busy.
I can't.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I love it. I love that as a T-shirt. You know, I can't.
The front should be I can't, and the back should be maybe on a Saturday.
Maybe. Maybe. It's local.
Maybe on a Saturday.
If it's local.
If it's local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.